You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming is here. Finally, Don, I think you've gotten a little warmer there. I don't know whether you've gotten rid of all the snow yet because you had an awful lot of it. Let's start there and then tell me about the Midwest.
Well, it is important to look west because that is some of the weather that's going to be heading our way. And conditions are beginning to warm up a little bit, but we're still going to be testing a lot of people's patience when it especially comes to temperatures and really getting warmer, because what we're going to see this weekend and in early next week, believe it or not, another slug of cold air is going to come out of Canada. It's going to be directed a little bit more to the east. We're going to see possible record colds late this weekend into Monday and Tuesday. Great Lakes, some of the eastern Corn Belt, and into some areas of the Mid-Atlantic. It is possible that some of the Mid-Atlantic states could be waking up to temperatures in the 20s. By early next week. Now, after that cold surge comes through, we do see warmer temperatures building in the Rockies and the Western High Plains starting to push east, but we're probably still 10 days away before a lot of that warmth can really build in.
And lows and highs over the time frame for our part of the world and a good portion of the Corn Belt will look like what then?
Well, we're looking at daytime temperatures that are going to be a lot in the 60s, the cooler days are going to be in the 50s. So 50s and 60s, not too many 70s, at least for the next week.
Oh, that'll keep soil temperatures very, very low, and they need to be pretty good sized for, well, higher than that, I suppose, for germination really to take place very well. That adds insult to injury, I suppose, after so much rainfall earlier this spring has delayed corn planting.
Yeah, and I guess the news is good in the long term. We do see temperatures getting warmer. It's going to start in the west and work its way east, but it's going to be a slow process. So in a week from now, we're still going to be talking about where those soil temperatures are and probably won't see too much movement from where they are now.
I suppose hopefully we'll be talking about some planting taking place, but emergence may be a little later than many would expect at this time of year. Usually corn should pop out of the ground. That might not happen this time.
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to be delayed. And while the prospects, I think, for June and July and August, the growing season, temperatures and conditions, I think are going to be favorable. We're going to be watching real closely what happens at the end of the season and whether or not late summer, early fall is going to be a colder weather pattern. That's something we'll need to keep a very close eye on.
If you could, a quick update on the other primary growing season in the northern hemisphere that's taking place for corn, that would be in China.
As we go over there, it's a pretty wet forecast. A lot of China, a lot of the continent over there, Eastern Asia, is looking at a cooler than normal and a pretty wet weather pattern here over the next week. So there may be some delays over there as well.
And in Ukraine?
Ukraine has been a little bit warmer. Many areas of Eastern Europe have seen temperatures moderate some, especially Eastern Europe. The Ukraine, as you get into the eastern edges of Europe, as you get to Germany, you get into Hungary, Czechoslovakia, those areas, into Russia and Ukraine. Right now, it looks like a good start to their season over there.
Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. That wraps up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.
Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.